You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Woke-ish, your source of sophisticated ignorance. Yeah, I messed up, Randy. Look, we just gonna rock with this, okay? We just gonna keep going. Welcome to Woke-ish, y'all. People make mistakes, and this is one of them days.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, we have been gone for too long. Yes. That's my fault. But yeah, welcome to Woke-ish, y'all, your sophisticated source of ratchet entertainment. It is me, his royal dopeness, Scooby Rose, and I am here with the squad. Give it up for episode 6.
Hey,
number ow. 6.
This has been the longest break of my life.
It was a hell of a hiatus.
Man, I felt so disconnected from the culture. So let's introduce everybody, because we've got a whole new crew going on in here today. A few changes to the show. Let's start off with Lady T, who is joining us full time.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
I am feeling blessed
to be here another year.
Yeah. This is birthday number...
I ain't saying.
21.
You're going to get
25
jumped.
For the next 10 years.
Jumped. Okay, there we go.
There 25. We go. 25.
How was your week, 25.
25. My week has actually been awesome.
That's good. Anything new?
Yes, you know, started something new, you know. I'm not really going to get into it too much. Just surprise people when it's done.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's the best way to do it.
I love it.
All right. Coach, what's up, bro?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much.
How's your week, man?
It's been a long couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't complain too much, man.
And how is that lady of yours?
Yeah, she's good, man. She was that first 4 hours afterwards. That was kind of rough. But after that, hey. It's been all good.
So. Good, man. Cool. Well, we definitely send our love and support, so we're glad to hear that she's doing well.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Dom G, hey,
hello,
baby.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm all right today.
How
I'm
was okay. your week?
Man, this was a week. But I'm here.
And that's the most important piece.
We're so happy to
we
have
back.
You.
D-Walk.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
How was your week, bro?
It was eventful, to say the least. Can't complain though. Like Dom said, we here and we back at it.
So. I think we all got the same feeling for this week, but we'll get into that later on in the show. By the way, this episode was brought to you by Moonshine and other random liquors
Definitely some everything. Random Anejo. Was brought to you.
Cool. Yeah. So let's introduce our newcomer to the show, Tierra.
TT.
How you doing?
If I knew how to dance, I'd Millie Rock right now.
She trying though.
Look, I got the little hand part.
We
I
on
got
camera. The, yeah, you halfway there.
I create the illusion. We can just.
Okay, there we go. Oh, you just gotta. There we go.
So they don't even know. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, God. What?
Right, just right. real brief. Hey, listen.
Where do I start? I was born in. What'd you say? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she said something. I don't know. I'm Damien's cousin, D-Walk's cousin.
Word. We know that much.
I mean, I don't know.
What do you like to do in your free time?
That's so funny. I just posted something on Facebook that's like so accurate. I like to eat, scroll on social media, take selfies.
So what every other female in America loves to do.
Basically.
Awesome. All right. Well, welcome to the show. We are glad to have
you
with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's get into the show. We got to kick it off with Jussie Smollett.
Oh, my God.
We got to talk about this, brother. So for those of you that don't know,
I'm
sure
he wanted. I think.
Yeah. So let's. I'm sure everybody knows that this brother came out a couple of weeks ago and said that he was attacked by two white males that yelled "Make America Great Again" and called him some other homophobic slurs and said some racially charged things at him and beat him down and poured bleach on him. Now Chicago PD are saying that he orchestrated the whole thing with two actors on the show that he paid $3,500 to do this, to bump his status on the show and get some more money.
$3,500.
I'm sorry. $3,500. $3,500. I did it for a grand. That's a bad business move.
But they were on Empire. I mean, like us, like normal people, that's like you get what you pay for. And I wonder why it came out. Like that had to be a bang up job.
Stupid.
$3,500. I'm so done.
Dom?
That's so sad.
Okay, I got some. I got a lot. Because, you know, I'm from Chicago, first of all. Okay, so first of all, I think when it first happened, we immediately jumped on the, that shit not real. That don't sound right. We didn't even give it a chance to unfold. Now, I think it sounded a little far-fetched. If he did lie, that's fucked up because, you know, you actually have people that go through that situation. However, where I'm also at is I'm not going to jump with the MAGA supporters and like, oh yeah, like, you know, everybody's jumping on that bandwagon. And then for Chicago, how many years did we go with unsolved crimes? We got so many cameras around. We got so much shit around that y'all took the time to find this, but it's people dead. It's little kids missing. It's little kids coming up dead. Yeah. And we can't find out who the culprit is. We can't find out who committed the crime, but y'all can figure this out. Y'all took
and
the time to figure
it
this out.
Quickly. Too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Asexually. Like,
Coach,
yes, I
you.
Said asexually.
Yeah, I was sitting here like, is that a word? Like,
you know, nobody was going to say anything. Huh?
That's unfucking up right there.
Yeah. Because he just refucked it up. So right. All right, Coach, I know you wanted to chime in on this, bro.
I get what she's saying. I get what Dom is saying and everything, but my thought process is real simple. If it don't make sense, it ain't true. And I'm an investigator, and you know how we are, what we do our thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking at it like, all right, if the only thing happened to you, if there is hardened protesters and stuff like that as they were, or they as he made it seem like, they would have killed your ass.
Yeah.
Or did a whole lot more damage than just a scratch on your face.
Yeah, he walked away with a paper cut and an attitude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That don't make any sense to me. And I'm like, all right. So then and then from the jump, I'm one of those ones, I'll tell you, I'm one of those ones that said it. I was like, he lying. And everybody else is like, you know, you got to wait and see. I'm like, no, he lying. And then I'm not trying to say I was right, but it's just like, because I'm just basing it on common sense. If it don't make sense, it ain't true. And like all the stuff that led up to it, I'm like, $3,500? $3,500? And now I come find out he wrote a personal check?
Yeah.
And my bro, you going to write a personal
stop.
Check?
And now
with
you're saying,
on and everything
stop in the plot thickens. I'm so mad.
So now they're saying that the brothers who he hired to do this, and both Jess and Jesse as well, are saying that it was for a 5-week training program,
right,
to help him get in shape.
That's what
a music
I was
going to
mention.
Well, that's what you're going to write when you go out there and you're lying. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, yeah, I'm trying to get in shape. Yeah, let's put this on there. Yeah. Let's in 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Yeah. Let's,
what?
Yeah, 5 week of workout plan. I want to get abs. That's what
Stop
the thing
it.
Said. He said he want to get abs like the other one.
Yeah.
Like one
yeah.
of the dudes.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
No one help abs like bleach.
Dog.
Goodbye.
Lady T, what you think about this?
I really want to believe him. I really don't want to believe that he lied. I don't.
I mean, that's a big-ass lie to just try to get
is,
some more money.
And I'm really trying to understand, like, the motive behind it. Like,
yeah.
I know they're saying that he was dissatisfied with his salary. But what was lying about an incident such as this,
right? Like, what?
Exactly, going to increase your salary. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
The only motivation I could think of was exposure. He must have some other things going, like other things going for him that he wanted to promote. So this, what better way to go out there and earn some kind of cred by going out there and saying, oh, you know, be a fighter and stuff like that. I was hurt and I'm struggling.
Right.
I kind of came through.
And that's what I thought.
And that's what I was sitting there thinking. But then, it's like, Like, it's better ways to go out there and do that, man. Absolutely. I mean, so if you got the, you got the empire, you got the platform, there's better ways for you to go out there and do
that. Exactly.
But see, I guess my thing is, even with that, like, there are bigger celebrities who are not getting paid what they should be getting paid. So somebody like yourself, I mean, how much do you think is going to increase just by doing an incident like this?
They say he gets $65,000 per episode.
I seen 20. No, was it 20?
I saw like 25.
I'm pretty sure TMZ reported that he makes $65,000 per episode.
A nice amount.
I guess I just feel like
I'll do that right now. I ain't got to say nothing.
Listen, okay?
Man,
I'm taking that all day.
So, yeah, Jesse, we're going to come back to you, bro, because you might be making your way out of the culture. For real.
Oh, shit.
So, our boy Robert Kelly.
Robert got arrested.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he got arrested. 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse.
Thank you.
$1 million bond. Mm. And he's also not allowed to have any contact with anybody under 18 years of age.
Wow.
So everybody gonna be going out of everybody.
Goes all his
everybody he knows gone. And everybody he like kinda
his whole entourage.
Right.
His cleaning staff.
Okay. Yes, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. I'm just sick of giving him the even play.
Like, I'm just over
just
it.
Find him guilty and send him to prison. That's all I want to say.
Just okay. I'm glad he's finally getting indicted, but I'm just sick of giving him that play.
But you know he's going to find a way to escape this the way that he did the rest
of that. That's what I'm saying.
In 5 years, he's going to drop a dope gospel album. Stop it, right?
And he's going to be like, I changed.
2 years after, yep, 2 years after that, he's going to drop a love ballad
and
that everybody ain't going
to
be able
to stop
singing.
That.
And then next thing you know, we all going to be dancing in the name of love again, or stepping in the name of love.
I won't.
Not me. I will not. Yeah, because I'm done.
I just don't even want to give him attention. Like, I'm sick of it.
I'm over Robert. I want Robert to go to prison.
Like, why can't good people get talents? Like, because he's talented. I'm sorry. Like, why can I? What? It's so hard. Like, I want to be, like, mad at him. No. I won't say I won't want to be. I've never been an R. Kelly fan, first and foremost. But I just feel like he's, like, a musical genius. Why do crazy, like, bad people get these talents? Like, these natural, like, it sucks. It's hard not to, like, dance when his music come on or be, like, you know,
get into it.
It sucks.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Are y'all ready for our favorite segment?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to kick us off because I feel like I need to do this, and y'all going to be shocked when I do this. But let's get into Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. We really got to come
up
with
a seat right over here.
Yeah. Why do you look at me like I need to sit down?
This week, I am going to tell myself to sit my ass down.
Trying to pull it down.
God damn it, man.
I'm putting myself in the corner, and I'm going to tell you why. I hate being placed in a leadership role, but I put myself in a leadership role behind the creation of this show. And I did not conduct myself with some issues that we had with the show in a manner that I should have as a leader. And I apologize first and foremost to my team, those of you that stayed with me. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. But I do want to apologize to y'all, to the culture, because I put a damaging image out there, presenting myself in that way and not handling myself the way that I should have. And I hope, Shay, that we can get back to a place of love, because this show is all about forgiveness. And I hope that we can recoup from where we were at and we can continue to do what we're doing for the culture. That's my Sit Your Ass Down for the week.
Well, that's very big.
Also,
of
the lady that cut me off on my way here to get to Taco Bell, you can sit your fat ass down too. Lady T, Sit Your Ass Down nominations.
I honestly don't have one this week.
What?
I don't.
Your life is amazing.
It is. Can
this
we
week
lives?
Has been amazing.
Not even the kids.
I'm okay with
I got about three
not
people
the
to
kids.
Sit down.
No all right. kids this week.
All right.
You Coach. Take hers. Look, you can take hers.
Wow. I think this is the first time I personally haven't had anybody. I haven't had anybody,
what
really.
What the hell is going on?
I'm sorry, man. My bad.
What? This
my
like a unicorn fucking February.
Man.
I mean, I'm good. I was actually good. I mean, you know, it's it was a long week, long.
She's like,
it's good. It's been good.
That's what's up. Dom, you got to sit your ass down.
I do. I do.
Hell yeah.
I do. It's two of them. So uh-oh. Which one gets
that's
me
one for me. So.
No, but you gonna nominate yourself. So, no, I'm just playing. You know, people.
Like all of us?
Just all of us?
Yeah.
Humans?
Like,
6 billion people?
I think, you know, I
kind of want to stand up though. But
right. I'm just getting like this world. Is so draining, like, and this is I've had a lot of things happen this week. man, I had walked away from my job. My GM called me and asked me to come back, though, y'all. So, all right.
Listen. Shout out
to you.
Shout out to Making Monies.
Because people will drain your energy and suck the life right out of you. You know, like, that's it. Just people. Like, this world this week has drained me. I can honestly say that. Like, I felt exhausted this week just from everybody. Like,
so you want to tell the world to sit
just
our ass
all
down?
Y'all sit y'all ass down. Like,
okay. I'm gonna start. I'm sitting now.
Thank you.
I'm okay. Sitting down. Too.
Thank you. Right.
I'm sitting down. I've been sitting down.
Yeah. We all sitting down. We got you, Dom. We love you.
Because, I mean, Dom is, hey, y'all. But just, you know, I take on a lot of shit. And just people in themselves, like, they're just draining, you know. Just drama sometimes for that's no reason. Cool. Just anger, simple stuff too. It's just, you know, yeah.
Pre- y'all drain
me.
I sit you. Good
vibes. Thank you.
Damian Walker.
Good vibes.
Wow. Sit your ass down nomination.
Really? The full government though?
Yeah. You pulled that, before we got recorded, you pulled that age shit again. So I'm calling you by your full name. Yeah,
I mean,
man.
I straight up had some shit that I wanted to say on this episode.
I
what? I say now that everybody what? Know my government.
Right. Oh my God. Look.
Yeah. So anywho. Sit your ass down. It's actually from last week, Valentine's Day. Whoever ran into the back of my girl's truck can sit they ass all the way the fuck down.
Damn.
They ran straight into her shit, tore her whole back up. Tore the whole
back
okay?
of
her car.
Right. What?
Yeah, she's good. It was, should I talk about this?
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Was she in the car?
Freeway full of traffic. Everybody stopped. You know how shit happens. The person behind her didn't stop.
Mm. Not paying attention.
Fucked all that shit.
Probably on their phone.
So now, I was always the personal dishwasher. So now I'm like the personal everything cleaner at home. Because she's like, oh, my back. Like,
I'm straight up. Wait, right. No. She might be on to something with right. that. Did she go to the hospital?
Stop right there.
Wait a minute.
Stop
call
right
Mike.
There.
Is it Mike Wins? Like, no.
You see what
stop
you just
right
started?
There.
Wait.
You didn't mess it up for the men's culture.
Hey,
thanks.
So I told her. He gave the warning.
I told her. I was like, you should have pissed on yourself.
Oh, no. No, for real. She should be in a neck brace right now.
Yeah. Shout out to
you, maybe
five.
we shouldn't be talking about this.
Hey, you hear me? That's why I said stop right there.
Tier, would you like to make somebody sit their ass down?
I'm having a good week.
Damn.
Listen, I feel so bad. But as a mom, I'm going to tell my 3-year-old to sit her ass. She's been out of school all week. She's been out of school all week.
Episode 5.
3-year-old.
Episode 5. The young lady to my right.
She's been out of school all week and she is driving me crazy. Like, just baby, I love you, but sit your ass down.
Oh my God.
Hey, if we get to the third kid, we got to come together and figure out what to do.
Listen here, baby. You can stand up. All right.
Well, all right, y'all. So today's episode is all about forgiveness. Forgiveness and getting back to the love. Can you get back to that happy space between yourself and a significant other and a friend and a family member, even a work associate, where things have gone sour and you are trying to find your way back to peace? Can we get back to forgiveness? So what does forgiveness mean in our generation? Who wants to kick us off with that?
D-Walk,
what is forgiveness in our generation?
Oh, goddamn, why you made me go first?
Because
forgiveness is being able to get past a situation that, let's just say, you typically don't think that you'd be able to get past. So, I don't know, leaving out any examples I would have because it's kind of incriminating. You know, just being
everything
able to.
Everything you say is incriminating.
Yeah, okay.
You incriminate yourself every time you go, good morning.
Oh, damn. Anytime you're in a situation where you feel like, you know, your ego is in the way, you know, being able to forgive and move on is something that's being bigger than yourself. I guess I'll say that. So that's what forgiveness is to me. Just being able to move past your ego, look past that, and then.
That's hard to do at times, though, because I think it's safe to say that it's situational. Forgiveness
is
definitely situational, in my opinion, because there's just some shit you can't come back from, definitely. Coach.
But sometimes I think what it is to me, what it seems like, I think what we're missing is the fact that we don't forgive ourselves.
Oh, I was going to say that.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, we don't look at yourself. Before you go out there and start trying to forgive somebody else, look at yourself. What
you
did
to.
I do?
Exactly.
What,
you have
what
to.
Have I done? What am I doing that's causing whatever the, you know, whatever the issue is?
That's legit.
So once you do that, then all the other stuff is easy.
That's true.
Lady T?
I was pretty much on the same, you know, same thing as him. Like, you know, I think that in our generation, we have a tendency to not want to get past things. People tend to hold on to a lot of hurt. Myself included. Because I have done that, been hurt, and just can't let it go. But I mean, at some point, in order to get past it, you have to.
Tierra.
I feel like I feel the same way as Martia. I feel the same way. Like, it's.
Said the name right.
I know.
No,
right?
I feel like it's situational. I feel like it's situational, but I have a question. Like, can you. Is it immature to like forgive some, or I wonder if it's the same thing to forgive somebody in your mind but not like come out and say anything to them? Because like you were saying, like, or no, you were talking about like it's so many negative, and I like lately I find myself like withdrawing. I always absorb it, because I'm always like taking in like people's vibe and energy always. But now I'm getting to a point where I'm like, it's exhausting. Have to like step away. I just gotta like. And I'm like, is that going to help me, though, if I don't verbally say to these people every time, like, what they're doing wrong or how they're, like, messing my energy up? Or is it okay to just...
And that's good for me.
Honestly, though, I think sometimes that's okay.
Yeah.
Because everybody is not going to understand you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and I hate repeating myself.
And if you're going off energy, you got to let that, you know, that the energy is just what it is.
Some people just have negativity all around. So even if I was to come and be honest with you about how I'm feeling, they can't get past
it. You'll find a way to make it like a negative.
And at some point, you just have to withdraw from that situation.
But see, my thing is, like, I'm just like you, Tierra. When I feel that negative energy coming, I start to retreat.
Me too.
But, you know, you can only poke a bear so long before you get that reaction that you're getting for. And that's me.
That you looking for.
Yeah, yes. Like, that's me. You know, I take in all that. I take in all negative, happy energy. I take it all in. And I try to get to myself. I try to get myself to a place of peace where it's like, okay, Greg, chill out. Calm down. But then you keep coming at me, and you keep coming at me, and you keep coming at me. I'm going to give you what you want.
Yes.
And I'm going to give it to you straight, and I'm going to give it to you raw. Okay.
For me, it doesn't always have to be said. You don't have to always tell me what the situation is. I'm really big on energy. I know when you don't want to be bothered. I know when you don't want to talk. I can pick up on it all. You don't have to say a word. And I won't say a word when I stop talking to you either.
That's a good point. Okay.
That's me all the way. Like, I feel.
That's a good point.
And people think I'm weird when I say that, but I feel that. Like, I absorb energy. Like, I can walk in a room and feel all that shit, and I'm immediately drained if it's bad energy. And I've learned to remove myself from it, but I've also learned how to control how I react to it also, because I'm guilty. I used to react like, okay, fuck this, fuck that, you know. But I've learned to pull myself back from that so that I don't take on somebody else's energy for my peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, just for my peace.
Yeah. So let's move on to Wit It or Quit It. No theme song for that? We got nothing for that? No?
Okay. He's like,
right.
No theme song.
Moving on. Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, I'm not going to hold y'all up. Today. Usually, I'm not as sober as I am right now, so I'll probably just like slide a little beat in or something.
He's about to slide a little beat in.
That's your fault, bro. I got
drink
the vibe
down that
right
moonshine.
Here.
Yeah, I'm going to drink a little bit more. All right, so let's get into Wit It or Quit It.
I'm just scared to die.
And we're going to kick it off with one word text messages. Coach.
Quit that shit.
One word text messages.
Hate it. It's got to go. I got to quit it.
It depends. It solves so many issues.
Because, I mean, now me personally, I don't do that, but it's not nothing like long and drawn out or nothing like that. I just tell you exactly what I'm thinking at that particular moment right then and there. I answer the question.
Okay.
So if it's a yes or no question, then yes, no, you know, whatever.
Right.
Okay, good, cool. That's fine. But, you know, it depends on the situation too. You know, like if I'm actually having a conversation with you like via text or something, and you just say, okay, I know I done messed up.
Yep. Lady T.
Yeah, it's definitely situational. And if I do it, I'm being petty.
Says every woman everywhere.
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry. Not all the time.
Like, if you
it's
if you
situational.
We got into an argument and you texted me, babe, you mad at me? Yep.
That's my.
I want you. I want you to feel it. That's true.
I want you to feel it. I will yell
everywhere. Right,
I throw my phone. I hate that. So obviously, I'm against it. Tier, with it or quit it.
She with it.
She's smiling. I'm always smiling.
She stood up like.
It's situational. Like, it's that's why I can't say either or.
D-Walk, with it or quit it?
I'm going to go with it. Only because I do this shit too.
How do you do it though? How do you do it?
Okay, I'm at work. I told my girl, hey, I'm busy today. What time you leaving? I don't know. IDK. One word text. But it's situational. She understands it. So I'm with it. I don't know.
You know how you know you in trouble as a guy with your girlfriend when she come back and go, and another thing.
Side note, real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime any chick says, evidently, mm-hmm. you are fucked.
That was hilarious.
You are fucked.
That was hilarious.
And everybody on that post is like, yeah, you fucked, bro.
And like, I told you, lock the door, call your attorney, screenshot everything.
And don't move. Don't move.
I don't use that word.
Evidently,
screenshot everything.
You ain't never been that mad then. Every time I hear
I don't even have. Right.
Dominique, what did it quit it?
Damn. Oh, he used my full name.
I'm using everybody's government.
Oh, man. What? Listen,
I'm sober. What y'all want from me?
I hate it. Right. I'm one of those because I don't like to talk on the phone anyway, so I'm a texter.
Me either.
You one word me. Now, I try to do it when, like, because I'm all animated, so I'll use faces and stuff. If I give you a face, that's different. But if I say, oh, okay, or yep.
That's my go-to.
That's me.
Coach, you got to win it or quit it?
No, man, like that. No, I was just trying to chime in on hers. I'm actually like that, too. I'm like the meme master. People that know me or whatever, I'll send those out in a minute.
I thought you was the petty godfather. How many titles you got?
I got about 4 or 5 of them, man. Come on. But no, I was kind of agreeing with her on that one. I'm more of a – what's kind of funny is that I've always been – I don't have any problem having a conversation with anybody. But as I've gotten older a little bit, I'm like, you know what? I ain't got time for all of that. I'll just hit you with the text. So, I mean, all
right. Let's do a couple more quick ones, and then we're going to move on to our next segment. Masturbation. Yeah, I went hard with that. I came straight left with that. Tiara looking at me like, bruh.
Look, and you didn't even have to look at me. I knew it.
What did you quit it? Masturbation. And I'm going to kick it off with Dom G.
Oh, gosh.
It depends on, it depends on what you're asking.
Well, shit. I mean, I'm with it because fuck it. I got to know how to – I got to fix me before I can tell you how to do it, because then if you can't do it, I'm
going
to be pissed off.
I hope it's going one in time.
It depends on the time.
Coach.
She with it when she ain't
showering. I'm with it, man.
When I ain't showering. I got to shower.
Coach is blushing, by the way. Just so you know.
I'm with it, man. I mean, I'm a dude. I'm a dude. Right. What happens?
Lady T.
I'm about to look at all
you. She's smiling like a motherfucker, too.
I ain't never shaking with my nasty.
Listen.
Should we move on to the next one?
No, wait. You said no?
Listen, no. They encourage it in sex ed. So what that tell you?
Y'all ain't never took a sex ed, and I had to sign a waiver.
I had to sign a waiver, and if that's what they're telling these little kids in school, Lauren, baby, you cannot take sex ed. You can't take education. Because they better not tell my baby about no damn masturbation.
I'm with it, but still.
The only reason I'm with that, though, is because, real shit, I was fucking masturbating at 10. So, you know what I'm saying? I got an 11-year-old. Real shit.
It's normal.
I want to talk to my daughter about having figured out how to get.
We're
going to
bring this back.
Because
little
kids
do that too, though. My son loves touching his penis. I was going to say, toddlers.
They didn't
some
teach
toddlers.
Me that.
All right.
They didn't teach me. I was embarrassed about it.
It's like a natural thing.
Win it or quit it. Win it or quit it.
It's closed.
Sex without head. Why did I go back
here? All right.
What is the matter?
What is the matter?
Quit it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just not full sex. That's a half-ass job.
It is.
It depends.
You got to lick it.
Nope.
Before you stick it.
All right.
I told y'all before.
I'm done. I just had to lighten up the mood because we kind of, So, all right. Last one. With it or quit it. Valentine's Day blowout celebrations. Going all out,
quit
making
it.
A
quit
big
it.
Deal out of Valentine's
so,
Day.
So,
don't quit it because I ain't got mine yet.
So, based on my text to the group chat earlier on this week for Valentine's Day, obviously I have to say quit it.
Yeah, you had a rough Valentine's
Day. Yeah, I feel like I went kind of hard on Valentine's Day, and I have to retract that. But quit it for this year. We'll try again 2020.
I think it's okay when it's something like, you know, a lot of people get engaged on Valentine's Day. In that case, it's okay. But on a regular, I say quit it.
D-Walk?
I say quit it. Fuck Valentine's Day.
Mm-mm. And Tierra, you said you with it because you ain't got your gift.
I'm with it because I'm still waiting on mine all out. Like, I'm still waiting on mine, so I'm still with it.
Tierra's boyfriend, please don't go all out so we can.
Don't go.
Coach.
I say quit it. I mean, I do stuff all year. I mean, I don't need to have one single day to go out there and do that.
He wanted them girls. Every day.
I'm just smart. That's what it is. You do stuff all year. Well, kind of. I'm kind of smart.
I don't really care. I've never really been because I feel like most people do it for show nowadays. Like, oh, I got to take a picture and this and that. But I don't really care. It don't matter to me. It don't matter.
All right. So let's move into situational bullshit. D-Walk, you going to lead us in?
Yeah. All right. Situational bullshit. I'm just going to it. You'll figure it out. All right, situational bullshit this week. All right, you ready?
No.
Right, I'm ready.
You did it.
We're going.
He's a fun up because you did it.
All right, so here we go. So you're on this anonymous dating site when you realize there's a new member in your area, so you hit add. Now, the rules of the site is no phone calls, no personal texts, until after the initial meet. So you guys build a relationship, you fall in love, talking nasty and all that shit, SM sexing and shit, and it's all good. 3 months later, this is the time that you guys can meet. 3 months later, it's time to meet. You get to the spot, and there she or he is, your boss, whose husband you're fairly cool with. What are you doing?
Hold on. So I've been on a dating website talking freaky with my boss.
No, your boss's spouse, right?
No, it's your boss, but in your situation, you would be cool. Yeah, it's your boss, but you're cool with.
But she don't have no pictures up where I can see?
No, because it's an anonymous dating site.
That's a stupid website. I want to be on it. I could be talking to Bob from Westland.
That's the ultimate catfish. That's the ultimate catfish.
It's situational, people, Jesus.
Okay, so I'm going to go.
So we got to stick strictly to the list.
Yes.
So I go to meet up with her, and it's her.
And it's your boss.
And I'm cool as hell with her husband.
Fairly.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to go on Indeed and start applying for another job.
Stop. Because you're going to meet with it.
Is this because you knocked your boss off?
Right.
Or because you no longer can look at this person?
I don't feel comfortable answering that without my lawyer present.
Goodbye.
In other words, I would hit that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
So dramatic.
I'm going to drop it off at her drawers and I'm going to find another job.
What?
What you doing? Why y'all acting surprised like y'all don't know me?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not
even know
surprised.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to let that one go.
The job or your boss? Wait, that's the same thing.
Mind you, you're single, so you're not married in this situation.
Yes, but no, he would be.
Right.
He would be married.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got to cut that off.
But what if you think he like Denzel to you?
I don't give a damn who you
or
are.
Who is that Michael B. Jordan?
What if it was Michael
B. Jordan?
I don't care.
I'm just trying to get a reaction out of her. She's sticking with it.
I don't care.
We have a happy
Coach,
home.
What you doing?
No, I'm done.
Get the job?
No, I got bills to pay, man. I mean,
you're not moving on with your boss.
No. Can't do that.
Man, this one was deep. Can I go back? I want to do it again.
Nope.
I don't know if I fully answered that question.
I don't feel like applying for another job.
You are now part of the creep squad.
Whoa, creep squad. Damn.
Yo, I feel bad because I don't even know. Like, how far in did we get to this? Are we, like, our energy?
I mean, it's 3 months worth of time.
No.
3 months and I don't even know what you look like?
No.
I'm not even going that long.
No.
My silly ass.
That's okay. I might try something, then I'm like, no. No.
Tierra, what you doing?
I'm no. Because once I see them, first of all, I'm too damn silly. I would probably laugh. I would probably laugh when I saw them. him, I would laugh my ass off.
So y'all in love, like, but y'all built this whole relationship.
I can't even imagine. Exactly. I know me. Like, in 3 months. I'm not in love. Absolutely not. So, no, I can't even.
So personally, I'm knocking my boss down and keeping the job and holding that shit over her head. What? Yeah, I'm definitely getting a promotion.
Oh my God. You are so funny.
I mean, if I get fired, then I know that shit was terrible. Ooh, I got some other shit to work on.
Your bad. Right, because I can't even go back to work now.
Can't even go to the Christmas party.
Right.
Is that did everybody go?
We all went.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's what happened. It was only six of us.
Well,
we get extra time. All right.
Let's take this time then. I want to shout out my barber real fast, Darwin over there on Cologne at Cologne's Family Hair Care Center on Middle Belt. I don't know, right past Michigan. Yeah, bro, you know I don't know my direction.
We do
like
this
that.
Every,
I follow GPS.
We do this every time.
You didn't mail up this man.
Yeah, I know. He told me the other day. He's like, yeah, bro, my name is Darwin. If you know what
I'm
talking about.
Yeah, I seen that comment in reference to the battle against my barber. So let me tell you something. When I get a new loctician and I ain't got to wear this hat no more, it's going down, okay? I accept the challenge. For those of you that don't know, we have two barbers that are sponsors on the show. My barber, who is the greatest, shout out to Mook. And then the other barber that cuts on Damien.
Darwin. The one who didn't line me up this week. So if y'all looking at me, I didn't go.
No. Yeah, I was going to say your hairline got some cursive going on.
Whoa, all right. Ooh. These Hands Academy, right?
Full scholarship.
You say you want a scholarship?
All right, let's get into Word of the Week, ladies and gentlemen.
Aw, man.
All right. So Word of the Week, we have...
I know, I caught an attitude, too. As I said it, it was like, man, this shit.
I forgot to have my dictionary present.
Word of the Week is berate. Berate. To scold or criticize someone angrily. Last show, we all berated Greg for not having an episode, guy.
Yes. I berated the shit out of me.
Yes,
I went home and felt so bad. I wrote one anyway.
Right after the show,
they shamed the hell out of me. I was sitting in the corner like, I'm just not gonna do it again. All right, who gonna kick us off? Because I ain't doing this shit.
Can you say it again? Like, what was
it's not irate, right?
Right? Right? What?
Where did you hear irate?
I mean,
from?
I guess it's kind of similar. Irate is the action of being mad, right?
Yeah. So I know some stuff.
Berate is the verb of being mad.
Okay.
Is that the same
thing? I feel
like
you're saying it wrong. Huh? Berated?
No, it's correct.
No, it's
but you keep breaking it up. Berate. That's how you keep saying it.
Trying to help you pronounce it.
That's because I got a big tongue. I want to make sure everybody understands.
What?
So first lady exit the building and you just go nasty. That's how you do? You
whoa,
just get
wait.
Nasty.
Yeah, berate. Lady T, you got a sentence?
I berated myself this week, actually Thursday, for getting two answers wrong on my test that I absolutely knew and just didn't.
That's good. I was about to say berated, not to be confused with masturbate. So.
Oh, God.
How the hell would you confuse that with masturbate?
I had to throw it out there.
You take DPS back.
Why did that word have to come to me, though?
Berate, masturbate. Coach?
That's a different type of bait.
It's hot in here.
It is hot.
shit.
Wow. Berate. I'm trying to think now, man.
Look, Damien, you did not think this through, okay? Can't nobody even come up with a damn sentence.
What's the word berate?
Berate. Berate. Okay, berate.
Berate.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I've never seen it.
And it's the action of.
First off,
what?
I got one.
All right, come on.
All right, sometimes I wish I can just berate some customers. Sometimes when I'm walking around in my store.
What does berate mean?
What does it mean?
Tell me again.
Damien, are you? It's your segment. Are you paying attention?
Yeah, no. Berate is to scold or criticize someone angrily.
Ladies and gentlemen, we here at Wokish do not condone the non-participation actions going on with Damien Walker over here.
I'm participating. I told
you. Asking you for definitions. Right. And you ain't even paying
How many times did you ask?
Can you use it in a sentence? Can you
spell
use
it?
B E R O.
Cut it out.
Okay. Oh my Jesus.
See, I mm-hmm. had to be right.
Y'all want to get back into Witted or Quit It? All in favor of getting back into Witted or Quit It?
I'm berated. He did not know his own turn.
Let's go back.
First off, I knew how to spell it.
All right. We just made an executive decision to shut this shit down. We're going to sit this whole segment in to sit your ass down this week.
Oh my God.
We going to break it back.
Next week is definitely and.
You said week. That with the, and
I tried. I tried to make it the last episode, and everybody's like, "No, pick a real word." And I was like, "All right, well,
I had my pick B rated.
I had my
B rated. Okay, rated.
I was ready for the word the.
All right. Okay. Well, we're gonna jump back into some Witted or Quit It because I got some topics left. Since everybody just said "fuck your word of the week," boom.
I used it in a sentence.
Witted or Quit It, new edition.
What? Witted. Yeah.
Listen, I am tired of them suckers breaking up. Okay. I am in my feelings right now. I don't want to see RBRM.
Stop.
I don't. I don't want to. I want to see Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, and Johnny. Okay, that's who
and
I want to see.
Huh? And Ralph.
Nah, fuck Ralph.
Here y'all go.
That's stop. Here y'all go.
Okay.
Right.
And then fast forward to people from 1995 and up.
You ain't never heard Sensitive?
No, I'm just saying. Uh-oh. I heard the same. What was the singing?
Hold on, y'all. We got a Young Buck alert.
I know I heard it.
Okay.
Hey, technically, I'm not the youngest person in the room.
Oh, my. We got another baby.
Oh. All right. We're going to sidebar that one.
Straight through the bush.
All right. Witted or Quit It.
That was Homer Simpson.
Hi, Wes Homer. You tried it.
Let's get back, family. Witted or Quit It, Jacquees.
Ooh. Oh, baby.
I'm on the fence with him.
I'm gonna say
I want to love him so bad.
I'm gonna let the young brother do his thing. Just yeah. stop remixing Thank classics.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's Wait, my I'm gonna right. stay
I'm
with
doing
him.
That. He
can actually
cover.
Sing. He can sing. I think he has a nice.
I think that's
covers are fine.
I don't know what to call what he do.
But that's the reason why I want to quit. I want to quit it because, like, brother, you got talent. You got skills, man. You ain't got to do this. So just quit it.
I mean, I'm with it. Yeah, I think he can sing. I just want him to stick to stop. Yeah, stop fucking up my classics, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stop.
All right.
D-Wa? I'm with it. I'm with it, but yes, I do agree. Covers are for when you're up and coming. So when you're
covers
up and coming
you
and you
want
to find a fire-ass cover, then do that to put your name out there.
He's up and coming, but I think covers
no,
should be saved for...
No, he's
he
not
is.
Up
he's
and coming.
He
no,
is.
He's came. Oh, God. That's terrible. He's here.
This was not supposed to be
oh, wait.
That
I know we
type
had like a
of
taboo.
Show. This would every week I say this is not supposed to be that kind of show,
oh,
and we always
my.
Go freaky. Anyway, all right, moving
yes,
on.
Hey.
One more, with it or quit it, Facebook relationships.
Putting Wait, the status?
The
or?
Status. Like going on there and adding yourself in a relationship with your significant
other. That shit's still on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, quit it.
It is.
Yeah.
Quit it. Facebook is not real life.
Dom, you got that face. What you want to say?
I mean, if it. More power to, I don't know, whatever floats your boat. It's not my judgment. It's, it don't matter. It's, are you, yeah.
Coach?
I'm a little more old school because I was came up a little bit before all the FaceTime and stuff like that because I am the elder of the group apparently. So
the OG,
yeah. So okay. I'm like, I don't know, just quit it. I was like, I don't give a damn about no Facebook status or nothing like that. I was like, if we with each other, right. I ain't worried about you doing it for a show. I ain't worried about that. Don't worry
he
about that.
He said, back on FaceSpace, we ain't even have it.
Right, on my book.
On that Insta book.
On that Insta book.
That no. Insta book. That face snap.
That's Snapgram. Yeah. I ain't trying to worry about no Snapgram.
Lady T. He put the daddy voice in it.
No Snapgram.
Lady T.
He got it.
Winning your case.
No, I got no cash.
You obviously win it because you're in a relationship with your husband on there.
She say married.
But I don't care. I mean,
it was probably.
I don't really care if it's on Facebook or not.
You know your love. This is the part where I wish I had like a little tiny violin and just play while she talk.
Oh, my.
So she giving that Karen look like, I love him.
I put all types of bullshit
don't ever
on
do
Facebook.
That again.
Look, Coach. Coach has been catching
again.
Me at the most awkward
don't,
times
don't ever
today.
Do that again, bro.
All right, D-Wa.
I put all types of shit on Facebook. You never know what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. We do because you it? Always go in the comments and explain yourself.
No, to y'all, but the general public, the general public is like, is this nigga single? Is he with somebody? Is he mad? Is he
but
happy?
But if they listen to the show, they know because you put a disclaimer on everything every you say. Show. Disclaimer. Brandy, I love you for life. I'll never cheat on you. Okay, but this is
Shout
how
out. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. Let's keep that same just energy, so Brandy. I love you for life. I never cheat
I
on
got
you.
My girl.
Tierra, with it or quit it?
I'm with it. I'm with it. It's not official until it's
Are you currently in a Facebook relationship?
I told you she's the youngest.
What? Oh, because I said I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm, like, whatever. We put everything, we update everything else about our life. So
that's true.
Hey, why not?
I will never do that again. I won't do it.
If it ain't on Facebook, it ain't real.
And I don't think it's
because the next my next go around in a relationship though, real talk, y'all ain't gonna know nothing. I mean, y'all gonna know because y'all the family, but ain't nobody gonna know nothing until I pop up with married with three kids. It ain't nobody's business. I'm tired. Like I put too much on Facebook sometimes. So uh oh, what you about to say? You about to call me out on something?
Disclaimer.
Nope.
No,
I ain't even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna do it.
We'll sidebar that because you got that look on your face.
I do because I have an emotion. But whatever.
So let me ask y'all a question, family. Does forgiveness have a time limit?
No.
Dom G.
Elaborate.
I'm a very forgiving person. I am. I'm not gonna lie. When I'm pissed or if I don't want to fuck with you, I'm gonna cut you off, and I'm gonna cut you off until I feel that I can be around you or I can tolerate you or I'm completely forgiving you, because once I free myself of that, like, it's free. But I mean, I'm forgiving. It just it takes time for me, and I can't put a time limit on that because I could probably never talk to you until you die. Like, I don't.
Wow. So, Coach, let me ask you this in reference to this question. So have you ever been pissed off? Because you are the most positive person on the show. I've never seen you angry. Ever. So have you ever been pissed off to the point where it's like, I need my space, I need my time?
Well, I mean, like I said, I used to be just like that. I used to just not go off the handle, but it used to just be like, you know what, I'm done with you. And I used to just cut people off real quick. I ain't got time for it. I'm done. And, you know, I hold grudges and all that stuff. But as I got older, man, I was like, you know what, I'm not trying to be like that. You know, it's like, there's no point in doing it because I'm only hurting myself.
Lady T.
Naturally, I'm a very forgiving person. Like I said, I'm big on energy as well, though. So, depending on the situation, sometimes it could take me a little bit longer to forgive. But eventually, I'll be like, you know what? It's whatever, you know. But I'm also not, I'm kind of stubborn, too. So, I'm also not the person to go to them and be like, girl,
Absolutely
or...
Not.
Hey, you know, I'm over it. We can be cool. But later on down the line, you know, if we were to come back around and see each other or something like that, I'm like, you know, whatever, I can be cool. But for me, it's hit or miss sometimes. It depends on how stubborn I feel like being at that moment. I don't know. It's a different, it's a couple different factors for me.
Yep.
Tierra.
I agree. It depends on the situation. I'm definitely not going to be the initiator. Like, I can feel bad about something, but I'm not coming to you. Like, the person always has to come to me. I'm growing.
Petty?
I know. She's still young. I'm growing. You know exactly. Yeah, you're still young. I wanted to ask you how old you were when you said you came to a point where you stopped cutting people off. Like, I'm still in my... It ain't nothing to cut that. I'm still in that phase. I'm still in that.
How old are you? You gonna share it with the world?
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's good though. That's good though. At a young age, you got that right to be like, man, fuck it, and move on. But when you get older, you got to get to a place where it's like, okay, let me evaluate. Yeah. let me evaluate my role.
That was my number one thing is that I used to just like go full fledged like right then and there.
That's the first step right there.
I step back, recognizing it in yourself.
You got
to start with
yourself. I'm recognizing like when I mess up, like when it's like a pattern, and you have to step back and be like, okay, everybody can't be saying the same, or I can't have the same issue over and over again, and it's not me. Like,
yeah.
At that point, you have to.
Because you gotta own your shit. And that's the problem that we have as a culture. And I'm learning to do that myself. At 32, I am still learning to own my shit, because sometimes a situation will take you to that place immediately where it's like, man, you can meet me in a month. What? What? And it's not like, okay, well, damn, you know, I came across like this via text message, which why that's why you shouldn't argue via text message. And you, because you never know how somebody's going to perceive it, and you don't know what that person is going through. D-Walk.
I don't know. I'm a freak show, dude. I forgive people almost immediately. So as soon as I know that anybody have a problem, or as soon as I have a problem, I instantly start to think like, okay, where did I fuck up? Let's break this down. Where did I fuck up? Where did they fuck up? And, you know, how can I look at this as realistically as possible?
Wait, can I interject? I just want to say that's another thing, though. Like, I'm immediately, if somebody comes to me or whatever, what have you, if we just like immediately like are cool again, I'm okay. Like, I don't hold grudges. That's one thing I don't do.
Yeah, I won't hold a grudge.
Yeah, and if you come back and you apologize, like, I'm like, oh, cool. Or if you don't, and we just
I was about to say, you don't even have to necessarily apologize, okay, but if you exhibit apologatory behavior, exactly. Is that a word?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean.
But if they exhibit apology,
it's like
we got you.
That behavior is good.
What's understood? I gotta explain. What's understood?
So, like, okay. Dom,
yes.
Let me ask you this: how do you let go of anger and resentment?
Man, when I tell y'all, it took a long time for me to get here. It took a really long time. I've learned to meet people where they are. I used to have a really bad temper. Like,
that's what just I'm working on.
All over the place. Fuck you, fuck this, fuck everything, fuck. And it took me a really long time to get to the place within myself to say, you know what? You go through stuff, you're human, so you have to allow other people to have that too. Now, I do still understand for my health that there are some people that I cannot allow around my energy, you know, but I still understand and I still have to meet them where they are, because I can't take somebody and make them what I want them to be. I have to meet you where you are, because I could have been at that point at one, you know, we're all at a different place in our journey, and
We all grow at different rates as well.
That's huge. That's huge, Dom. Yeah, shout out to Dom for that. That's big. Because, I mean, and it's so true. It's so, so true. I can keep going on that all day. Coach, you want to tell me?
How do I do it is mainly, I just kind of just go to, I hate to say it and sound like some hippie trip or whatever, but I go to my happy place. If I get that angry or whatever, here is a happy place where I just like, you know what? Let me just calm the fuck down, because I'm going to end up slapping somebody if I don't.
Okay. That's real.
I found this on the web for Tell Me That.
What? God damn it, I did it again. See? I made it almost a whole show. I made it almost a whole
every
show.
Every single show. Your stupid every show. Phone. Your phone is banned every from show. The studio. Your
every
phone
show.
Is
every
is
single
banned.
One. But so, the way I learned how to let go is real simple. I did that, and I was like, you know what? Let's just take a step back. Let me just chill. Yep. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I said something wrong. Maybe, you know, it's a little bit on me. So it's almost like just take a step back, think about it, and then react, you know.
I think what we tend to forget, the most important piece of forgiveness is about you. It starts and ends with you. Because that other person, you know, I could be pissed off at you for everything in the world. And at the end of the day, you go home at night, you eat dinner, you kick it with your family, you go to sleep, you get up and go to work, and you ain't thinking about none of that. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is relieving yourself from the situation so that you can move on and find peace.
Period. My girl told me a quote the other day. She said she's reading a book, and one of the quotes in there was, I can care less what your opinion of me is. And, you know, that can be applied to every day. I can care less what anybody's opinion of me is. What's my opinion of myself, you know?
That's been my entire that quote right there is almost like my entire life. I feel like completely. That's like that's the way I've always been. It's like, there, you know what? Like, it's not being mean, it's not being rude, but I really don't care what you think
of
me.
At the end of the day.
Because I know what I got to go out there and do to become better. Yeah. I know what I got to do to make sure I get my stuff together.
Exactly.
It's exhausting, too, to allow somebody to take me out of my place. So I'm not going to do that anymore. Like, if you get me to that place, I can't do it.
Lady T, did you have something you wanted to say before we wrap up?
You know, I think we all have things that we can work on when it comes to forgiveness. Nobody's perfect. Nobody has it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's still working on themselves. And as long as you're doing that, you're on your way there.
And, you know, I'm going to take a step towards growth, and I'm going to put this out here like this. First lady, call me. Call me. We've known each other since high school. It's been a long time. We can dead this situation and move on like adults. I still love you. You still my sister. I still got nothing but love for you. Shay, you know I love you. Give me a call. This episode was real, y'all. Aww, shout
y'all
out.
Make me cry.
We thank y'all for listening as always. Check us out on Facebook, on Instagram, woke_ish_19. We do it for one reason and one reason only. Who we do it for?
For the culture.
We love y'all for real. Good night, y'all.
Period.